Well, good morning, my friends. It's your old buddy Lou Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Sure hope everyone's doing well. I hope you've had a chance to get out this previous week here and enjoy the outdoors a little bit, maybe a little late-season deer hunting. The rut's kind of winding down regardless of where you're hunting deer right now, but there's some big old bucks still out there roaming the hills that you can get out and harvest. A lot of folks are hunting pheasant and upland birds right now. It's prime time for that. But I thought I would share a camp recipe with you today. This is something that I've learned. My gosh, I've been making camp coffee all my life. But for all you coffee drinkers out there, you've probably heard of cowboy coffee. Some people call it that. Some people call it river coffee. You know, basically, it entails boiling water and coffee grounds. It's pretty that simple, really. But there's a reason that people brag on the camp coffee so much. Boiling the coffee grounds at camp, or you can do this at home. I'm always talking about camp because I hunt and fish so much, but you can make cowboy coffee, let's call it, at home. Boiling the grounds of your ground coffee takes much of the acidity out of the coffee. And, you know, you would think it would be the strongest, most harsh coffee that you could drink by just boiling the grounds, but that is not the case. It's really a milder flavor, although I do like to have a stronger coffee when I make it. So basically what I do, I've got a big old 20 cup, enamel, one of the old blue enamel coffee pots. If you ever watch Gunsmoke back in the day, well, old Matt always kept one of these blue enamel pots on the heater, wood stove. Well, mine's just like that. You can still find them if you look around. But we had an event last weekend called the Winter Rendezvous, and I cooked up boiled up a couple of pots of that for all the guests out there, and they were bragging how good the coffee was. Here's how you do it. The exact ratio of coffee to water is not critical. A good barometer would be a tablespoon of coffee per coffee grounds per cup of water. That's, you know, that'll get you pretty close. And I'm not talking about what's really a cup of coffee mug, let's put it like that, which is probably going to be about a cup and a half or closer to 2 cups of coffee. But that'll get you started. If you like a real strong coffee, we'll use more coffee grounds. I really honestly never measure it. I just take a handful of coffee grounds and maybe, you know, depending on the amount, just dump it in the water. Get your water boiling, folks, rolling boil, and put those coffee grounds in, right, just dump them right in on top of the water and let them boil for about 30 seconds. I mean, not simmer, boil. And then take your coffee pot away from the fire and take some cold water. It doesn't have to be cold, just tap water would work, but if you have some cold water, that the colder the better. Pour about a half a cup maybe of cold water on top of that, and those coffee grounds will settle quickly. You'll be surprised how quick they'll all settle to the bottom, and it's like straining your coffee. There's no grounds when you pour the coffee out of the coffee pot. All the grounds remain in the bottom. But you might want to try that. It's really, really a good way to make coffee. Another quick tip I think I have time for, fried pies. Did you know you can use flour tortillas, get the soft kind, and put your filling in the middle, fold that flour tortilla over, and then use a fork and dent the outside perimeter of it there. That'll seal it too, and just fry it in some good oil for about 4 or 5 minutes to make fried pies. Then sprinkle a little sugar, maybe, and cinnamon on it, and you've got some. There's your coffee. You've already learned how to make that. Put those homemade fried pies with it, and there's a pretty good midday snack for you. Folks, we are just about out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be right back here with you this time next week. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, that's texlandmark.com, Air Force Air Guns, Nielsen Specialty Ammo, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Sitemark Pyramid Air, Texas Raised Hunting Products, and Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas.